आत्मोपगम्य सर्वत्र तमं पश्यति जो अर्जुन निसंफर सुखम वादि वा दुखम सजोगी परमा मतः. Now we have been discussing for the last few days about the perfect form of yoga. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is teaching Arjuna directly the perfect form of yoga. If you actually want to perform yoga system, then here the authoritative statement by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, we have discussed in detail. Now, after hearing the system, Arjuna is replied, just mind that it is, the whole thing was being described in the battlefield. In the battlefield, this whole Bhagavad Gita was taught to Arjuna in the battlefield. And when Arjuna was just going to release his arms on the opposite party, on the enemy's party, he thought, he got a sentiment, so why is this fighting with my own kinsman? That was his illusion. And to eradicate that illusion of Arjuna, this Bhagavad Gita was explained by Lord Krishna. Now you can understand how much time could be allowed for this discussion. Because that is the immediate has to be fine. Everyone is ready. So now at most 1 hour. I don't think that is at most. So within this 1 hour the whole Bhagavad Gita was discussed and Arjuna changed his decision and his thought. Now, within that time, he is also instructing Arjuna about the yoga. Now, after hearing the details of yoga system, how to sit down, how to keep the body straight, how to keep the eyes half closed, and how to see the uppermost part of the nose without diverting your attention, and in secluded place, the sacred place, alone, all these paraphernalia is described for performing perfect yoga. Now, Arjuna, after hearing everything from Krishna, he is declared, Arjuna Vata, Joyam Yogatraya Prokhya Shamena Madhusudana Chitasa Aham Napashyami Chanchalasyat Siteng Siram. Now, Arjuna says, my dear Krishna, the details, which was not very detailed, but a summary of yoga system which you have prescribed and you asked me to follow. I think it is very difficult for me on account of my agitated mind. Chanchalasya. Chanchalasya means agitated mind. We must always remember that we are in a circumstance, material circumstance, where every time, every moment, our mind is agitated. We are not in a very comfortable situation. We are thinking that this situation will save me for further anxieties of my mind. But when I reach to that point, I feel that the anxieties have increased. It has not decreased. Because the nature of the material world is like that, you cannot be free from anxiety. That is the nature. So we are simply trying to make a solution of our anxieties by different methods. But the place is that, that it is not possible to make a solution of it. Now Arjuna, he cannot be a false pretender. He frankly says, my dear Arjuna, the system of yoga which you have prescribed, so I am yoga sayaprosta. The summary, the system of yoga system which you have described. Samena Madhusudana. Krishna's another name is Madhusudana. Madhusudana means he killed one demon whose name was Madhu. Therefore, God names are different according to different activities of God. God has got innumerable names because he has got innumerable activities. Suppose we are part and parcel of God, we have got innumerable. We cannot remember how much activities we are engaged in. From our childhood up to this time. So just about God, he is unlimited, therefore his activities are also unlimited. So he has got unlimited name for. He is Krishna, of course, the chief name. But he has got many other unlimited name for. So one of the name is Madhusudana. Madhusudana means he kills a demon, a very great demon. Therefore, since then, his name is Madhusudana. So, what is the purpose of Madhusudana? Why he is addressing, he could address Krishna directly, because he is more known to Krishna as friend, Krishna and Arjuna. Why is he saying Madhusudana? That means, this mind is as a big demon, just like Moses. If it is possible to kill the demon, then we can attain good. There is a particular purpose of Madhusudana, that you are a killer of Madhusudana, Madhu, demon. Now, I think my mind is stronger than this Madhu, demon. So if you can kill it, then it is possible for me to access this yoga. The mind is so educated. Chantalam hi mana krishna pramati balavadhyam tasyaham nigrahanamanne vayureva sudhutsara. He is describing his deficiency. That, my dear Krishna, my mind is so much and restless, agitated. Chantala means rest. Chantalam hi mana krishna pramati means just like a man. Pramati, without any brain. Pramati, and balavat, and very strong. Oh, mind is dragging to somewhere else. I'm trying. Mind. Don't go there. Oh, the mind says, no, I must go. I must. And sometimes we agree. Oh, let's go. This is very strong. So, Arjuna is saying, Satyam Nigraham. Now, you have the whole process of your yoga system is, the common process of yoga system is to control the mind. The educated mind to be controlled, and the mind has to be focused on the super soul. That is the whole purpose of yoga. Now, Arjuna says, the sotkaham nigraham manne, the mind is so educated that to cut down the mind is as impossible as you want to stop a hurricane. Suppose there is a hurricane. It is blowing so strongly, and if one stands before the hurricane and stretching his hand, oh, I'll stop. Is it possible? No. Just see. Now, you can just imagine, Arjuna, 5,000 years before, and He was understanding from Bhagavad Gita, from Krishna, his friend. Just imagine what is his qualification. He is direct friend of Krishna. And he is a great warrior. He has got an administrative capacity. And at the same time, his knowledge, comparing his knowledge, this Bhagavad Gita he understood within 1 hour. This Bhagavad Gita, which is not understood in one life at the present moment, he understood this Bhagavad Gita in 1 hour. So how much intelligence he was, and he belongs to the royal family, all facilities were there. And he is accepting that it is not possible for me. But do you think what was impossible for Arjuna 5,000 years before in such favorable circumstances, is it possible for you to discharge? You belong to the Arjuna category? No. We are 1,000 times lower than Arjuna category. And what was impossible for Arjuna, do you think it is possible for you? Any sane man will do that thing, just what was in Bengali, perhaps. There is a very nice comparison like this. That bada bada ghoda galo rasa tal beto ghoda kale kato jos. That means, you know, the animals they can swim over the river. So there was a big overflowing river. So at that time there was no carrying boats and fields. So everyone had to cross the river either by small boat or by trees. So generally the animals were allowed to swim over, to cross over the other bank, and men they took small boats and they. Now there was very good current. So many horses they swept there by the current. And one lean and thin horse came, he's asking, let me know how much water to see. Similarly, this part was impossible for Arjuna, such a solver, such a advanced, and I mean to say, in every respect, and directly a friend of Krishna, he is admitting that Krishna, this process is not possible. Well, I'm a military man, I have to look after the administrative affairs. So, how can I concentrate my mind in that way, which you have to start? So it is not possible. He flatly denied. He never attempted it all. Because from the history of Mahabharata, we don't find that Arjuna ever went for meditation at the Jola system. No. Never. But still, he was satisfied by Krishna. That he was the only man to understand Bhagavad Gita. He was the only man. Why? Bhaktosis, because you are my devotee. Priyosis, you are my very dear friend. So, with such a nice certificate and such favorable condition, still he refused Chanchalasthini. Chantalanasthi Vanakrishna Pramati Balavad Dhram Sashaham Nijahan Manne Bhaluri Vasudhustaram. Bhaluri. Thus, it is impossible to control the hurricane wind. Similarly, it is impossible for me to control my mind. It is not possible. Then, how to control the mind? That's the same thing, Krishna answers. You can control the mind if you fix up your mind always in Krishna. That is always. Savai manat prasna padaram in layo, patam ki vaikun thujunam. That is the only perfect goal. Our subject matter for today's lecture is perfect goal. This Krishna consciousness is the perfect form of goal. That is admitted 5,000 years before. At that time, there was all circumstances, sorry. And in the Shastra also, it is said that created of Bhayato Vishnu, Kritayam Jagato Makai, Dapare Parishatyayam Kalota Dharikirtana. We will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam 12th Canto, Sukadeva Goswami is recommending to Maharaj Parikshit that created of Bhayato Vishnu. In this, Satyayu, when people used to live for 10 millions of years, at that time, his Goa system was nice. That for that time, Vijaya Bhayata Vishnu, what was achieved, the success which was achieved in the Satyayuga by this yoga process of meditation, what is achieved in the next yoga, Tritayuga, Jagato Makhai, by offering great sacrifice. And the same success was achieved in the next yuga, Dapara Yuga, by worshipping, temple worship. And the same success you can achieve simply by chanting Hare Krishna. So this is the perfect form of this. He says of Bhayato Vishnu, Kritayam Jagato Makhai, Dapare Parishajyam, Kalotad Hare Krishna. So, now Arjuna gladly says that, my dear Krishna, the process which you have described is very nice process, but so far I am concerned, I admit that it is not possible. It is not possible. Now, we have to think that that was not possible for Arjuna in such favorable conditions and 5,000 years before. How is it possible for me, a teeny living entity, and disturbed by so many things at the present moment? They used to live for 10 million of years, and it is very difficult to live for 50 years at the present moment. At most a man lives for 6 years, that's all. Then again, we are not so much advanced. We are always disturbed in our circumstances. There is disease, there is war, there is pestilence, there is famine, so many disturbances. So our duration of life is smaller. And at the same time we are disturbed, and we are not intelligent, and we are unfortunate at the same time. At that moment, you will find 80% people, they are unfortunate. If we compare what is fortunate and misfortunate, then we will find in every country, 80% people, they are unfortunate. And therefore, this world is getting to communism. Because they are fighting. They are fighting. So this is the condition of the present day. How can you perform this such difficult process of yoga, which was refused by your group? That is my question. The third part. If you are attempting such difficult process in a pseudo way, then you can be satisfied in your own way, but you will never achieve success of the yoga. You must know it clear. The yoga system is not possible in this way. If you want to prosecute any yoga system, this bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, and chanting Hare Krishna. That is recommended in Vedic scripture that is introduced by great authority like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you will find in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanastumam Sartadevi Prakritim Asita Bhajanti Ananna Manasoh Jatya Bhutadi Mabhyam Satatam Kirtan Tammam Jatantasya Jiram Sada Namantasya Nitsa Jitupasati Katatam Kirtan Tapas.
Alle Sundheiten, they are Mahatma, the great souls. If you want to be great souls, and in terms of the Vedic literature, in terms of Bhagavad Gita, in terms of great saints and sages, then you have to adopt this Krishna consciousness externally. No other process is possible. It's not impossible. Just imagine. The personality lies also with all facilities of life. And 5,000 years before, the circumstances are different. Still, he is not. The yoga system, actually, if you hope simply making a so much of meditation, if you are satisfied, oh, that is the difference. Make yourself a so much. But so much of your demonstration will not make you successful. It is clear, according to me. So much of demonstration will not make you successful. You have to be really partial of meditation. Then it will cure. You know, upper side, here is that in India, we have got some so much of medicine class. Some red water big, put into the big bottle, and electric light. That means advertisement. Here is a bottle of medicine. But that is a sober. Red water. So red water is not cure the disease. You must have really actually mixed it. Fever mixture. But that fever mixture is very difficult. Now Krishna does not say, oh, you are my friend. You are so favorably situated. Now, how is it nice? No, he cannot deny. Now, he gave so much strength on the fighting. Oh, you are Kshatriya must fight. But so far, the Dova sister, he gave him the idea, this is the Dova sister, but he's not fighting. He says, Atamkaya Mahabaho, Mano, Duddhigrahana Jalam, Abhyasena to Kauntreya, Vairagina, the Vriyate. Yes, I admit, it is very difficult. You also say, yes, my dear Raju, it is very difficult. Asamsa, Mahava, oh, you are mighty soldier. But still, I think it is, what I say, it is nice, it is really sad. Asamsa, Mahava, Mano Dunni Gahan Chalam. Mind is very difficult to control. Yes. What was said. But it can be controlled. How? Abhyasa in a ponte. If you practice, the mind can be controlled. The controlling of the mind by practice, vairagyana. Vairagyana means by renunciation. Vairagya means renunciation. And what is that renunciation? I cannot renounce even smoking. I cannot renounce even drinking so many things. I cannot renounce so many things. But still, I am going to yoga class for practice. Is it possible? So many rules and regulations are there, and I am unable to give up even the small things smoking. Here it is said, Vairagya. The big list of Vairagya. You cannot do this, you cannot do this, you cannot do this, you cannot do this. And the whole list is summarized. That you cannot have any illicit connection with woman. You cannot eat any non-vegetarian dish. You cannot be addicted any kind of intoxication. And you cannot take part in any kind of gambling. At least these four things. And these four things include everything. All kinds of it. So we have to check how much we have been able to discard these things. Then Vairagya. then I can control them. A controlling a mind is not so easy thing that I go to the store and purchase something. No. So a glass is not to count here, vairagya is not a thing. So this vairagya can be very easily practiced when you are in Krishna consciousness. They are practically things. These four things our students have very easily given us. Because they are serious about Krishna consciousness. This is not advertisement. Yeah, you can ask. There are many students here who have taken up this philosophy very seriously. And they find it easy. They find it easy. Vairagya automatically becomes. It is such a nice thing that easily you become vairagya. Detestful to all these things. We do not discourage, sex life, but we discourage illicit connection with man and woman. Sex life cannot be discouraged because you have got this body, material body. Sex desire is a demand. You have to satisfy, otherwise you can go ill. As you have to eat something, as you have to sleep for some time. So sex life is also required. So we cannot discourage. Neither all the basic literature discourage. But basic literature cannot allow you if you actually serious about advancement of spiritual life. Then you cannot encourage any system. No. I request all my young students that you get yourself married. And recently I have performed myself for marriage seminars. Two of my students, they have been married. So we don't discourage what is necessary. But we cannot allow any system. So, these are called vairagya. So, vairagya means you have to regulate our life. Unless you regulate our mind, the mind is always agitated. And if we be addicted to all these things, then more irritation will come. If you have got illicit connection with woman, the mind will be always agitated. If you are intoxicated, mind will be more agitated. If you are gone dead, and it is a good stuff in the goodness, very strong and pungent, and animal good stuff, then our mind will be more addicted. And so far gambling is concerned, sometimes we have to commit suicide. There is history of gambling class, that when a person loses everything, he comes suicide and he's thrown out. I have heard that in Europe there are many class. They go for gambling and they lose everything, whatever, and they come to suicide. And the club and provider froze it. There is no law. I have heard, of course, I do not know. You may know better. So, if we want to control the mind, then we have to adopt the regulative principles of life. Not that we have to give up, but we have to make ready. Then it will be possible to have. And the best thing is that engage your mind always in Krishna consciousness. We are trying to engage our students 24 hours, either in Vishwas, Japanese, Japanese, in Krishna. That is transcendental teaching. You can eat, you can enjoy, you can dance, you can you can watch all things for Krishna consciousness. That will automatically make you renounce of it. But if you try to follow this global system, which was possible in the Satya Yuga some millions of years before, and if you want to adopt that, if you want to be satisfied becoming a swabhavo, then that is a difference. Remain a sober. But if you want really actual success, then you cannot adopt that. Asaṁjata-atmanā-jūva-dutta-pāpā-iti-mē-mati.
Now Krishna says, yes. Asaṁjata-mana, one who has not been able to control his mind,
Jūva-dutta-pāpā,
his success in yoga is actually never possible. Dutta-pāpā, dutta-pāpā means difficulty. Iti-mē-mati.
Yes, I think
you're right. You're right. Vaishyatmanāti jatatā sasko avāsum upāyata. But one he determines, he can find out the ways and means how he can control the mind. It is serious. So, this is the way. If you become Krishna conscious and try to follow the principles, then this is the nicest possible way of controlling. Vashyatmana, Vashyatmana tujatata sakko abhaptum upayata. Upayata means you can find out means, ways and means you can control. Arjuna, now, so far the description. Now, Arjuna did not further say. Arjun says that it is impossible for me. And Krishna also says, yes, it is a difficult process, but if you try, you can do it. No problem. Because both of them were not very serious about it. It is a process, recognized process, but it is very difficult for the human being at the present moment. The process is not rejected. Bhagavad Gita, that's the yoga process. That means the process is determined. It is a sign. But at the present moment, even 5,000 years before, it was impossible to be practiced. Now, how you can imagine that 5,000 years after, it has improved the condition so that you can practice the system? That's what they did now. Either Arjuna or Krishna, both of them indulge in discussing further of this point. The next one, Arjuna is discussing.
Ajati sadhyapita yoga chalita manasa aprapa yoga sansiddhim tanghutin krishna gacchati.
Thus, he is asking, my dear Krishna, these things have been discussed. The yoga system is not only that yoga system. The bhakti yoga system, the Krishna consciousness says, this is also yoga system. Now, many students come to practice this yoga or that yoga. Now, somehow or other, they may not be successful. They may not be successful, or half finished, or one-fourth finished, everything has got a course. So, just like if you want to be a medical student, there are 5 years, 6 years course, if you study for 2 years and give it up, then you cannot have your test, or you cannot be recognized as a medical practitioner. But if you complete the course, you get the university degree, MD, Doctor of Medicine, or something like that, and you are recognized, you can pass. From here, it is said that ajati sadhyapita, somebody is attracted that I shall make my life successful by the spiritual process, the yoga system, or jnana system, or bhakti system, without inclination, because this inclination also does not come ordinary. That also requires good effect in the past life. This inclination for spiritual advancement, out of millions of men, few only try for making perfection of the human life. And jatatāma ki siddhāna, and those who are trying for perfection, out of them a few only can understand what is God. God understanding is not so easy. Now therefore, he says, Arjuna says, that ajati
Satyapeta. One has got some faith for spiritual advancement of life. Yoga Charita Manasa. But somehow or other, he finishes halfway and then falls down from the top. Aprapta Yoga Sankhidhin, he could not achieve the perfection. Tarut interesting that should be then what happens to him. Because happening just like a person was studying for medical certificate and medical qualification, and out of 6 years he simply performed 2 years, or neither he's a doctor, neither he's a clerk. He's useless, he becomes useless. So Krishna is being asked by Arjuna whether a person who is trying for perfection of life and spiritual advancement, if he finishes only a portion or half, so what happens to him? Does he become useless or worthless, simply wasted time? Kachinna uvaya vibhrasta chinnabham ivanasati. Is it not like that a cloud assembles? And when the clouds are compact together, then there is possibility of rain. But by wind, it is broken. Now there is no possibility. The example is very nice. There are clouds. There was thundering, but there was no rain. It is especially in the morning. These are some of the rules one may know. That in the morning, if there is assembly of clouds and there is thunder, you must surely know that there will be no rain. If there is rain, it will be a draw only. There will be no much rain. Babhara me lukkya. Prabhate, these are very interesting, one should know. Ajadudhe, Munisradhe, Purdhate Megadumbare, Dampate Kalhateiva, Babharame Lahutriya. Babharame Lahutriya. Ajadudhe, fighting between two goats. Now they are very serious about fighting, and somebody comes, the fighting stops. You see? So, Babharame. The attempt is very great, but the effect is this. Ajadutte Muni Sadhi, and the ceremony observed by some sages in the jungle. What they have got some leaves and flowers there. What arrangement they make. So, and the Prabhate Megadumbari, and in the morning, a thundering sound of the clouds. And similarly, Dampate Kalaja, and the war between husband and wife. So these things are to be taken as insignificant. So of course, in India, the quarrel between husband and wife, nobody cares. Nobody takes very seriously. The husband may complain, the wife may complain, everyone says, oh, yes, that's all. I didn't see that. They never go to court, but I. You see, there is no seriousness. And actually, it is fact. I have seen that they are divorced, but still the husband dances for the wife and the wife dances for the husband. The divorce is an activity. The husband and wife combination, that cannot be cut off. So one should tolerate this thing. If there is some misunderstanding, they should not go to the court for that. They should tolerate. These are some of the rules for spiritual advancement. So, here we say that whether this attack, just like serious attack, but at the same time it is broken, whether it is like a broken cloud which has no meaning, no rain, that's all. Is it like that? Apratishtha Mahanaha Vimura Brahmanapati. Brahmanapati means advancement on spiritual success. So, being sees half as a half as a being. Halfway, he finishes, then what is the result? Etarme samsaram Krishna, I am doubtful about this. But because if this dual system, now except for this dual system which is Krishna, now if somebody thinks, oh, it was attempted, it was prepared to adopt, and he rejected it because it is very difficult to never, and never try for any spirit. Let us see. No. Arjuna is putting therefore this question so that in future people may not be discouraged. May not be discouraged. Therefore he is asking. What is the Ekanya Samsayam Krishna? It is some of the doubts in my mind. Krishna. Shetum arhati asurisata is thy way. Clear my doubt. What happens to this one? Who does not achieve the pure and the highest perfection and success? But the happiness are one for thing. Then what happens to them? So, tadanna samsaya shastra sitya na dhupapadyate. I don't think that anyone can eradicate my doubt except me. Now Bhagavan, now Krishna is replying, what happens to this half-finished yogi? Yogi, always remember, yogi means either this jnana yogi or jnana yogi or bhakti. Yogi. Yogi does not mean simply those are meditators. Yogi means the meditators, they are also yogi, and those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by philosophical way, they are also yogi, and those who are actually yogi, they are in Krishna consciousness, to yogi. So, say Bhagavan Vacha. Now Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, we have seven times described the definition of Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who has got complete control over Krishna. He is Bhagavan. He is God. What are those things, six things? That Paisajyasa Samadrasa. Complete reaches. Dirjasa Samadrasa. Dirja means strength. Complete reaches. Complete strength. Complete knowledge. Complete beauty. Complete renunciation. And complete fame. We are after some fame. I want to be famous. You want to be famous. But we are famous in a circle. In a country. In a society. But nobody is famous like Krishna. You see? Nobody is famous like Krishna. Krishna approached and invented himself on this earth 5,000 years before. But just see how much famous he is. Can you give any example in the history? So many Hitlers, so many Mussolini, so many Gandhi born and went away. They are famous for several years. Nobody can be famous like Krishna. All over the world is famous. And what to speak of it? The complete thing, simply complete strength, complete reaching, complete beauty, complete knowledge. That's the Bhagavad Gita. It was spoken by Krishna. There is no parallel. There is no competition of Bhagavad Gita. It is such enough. Complete knowledge. So one who possesses all these six things in complete, he is God. This is the definition of God. Complete strength, complete beauty, complete knowledge, complete riches, and complete renunciation. At the moment, renounce everything. Suppose I have got $10, and if you ask, oh, give me all these $10, so I shall 10 times this before renouncing this $10. But Krishna is the proprietor of all the riches. that he can renounce anything. So these are the definition of Bhagavan. Here it is, the Bhagavan word is used, therefore I give you a little definition of Bhagavan. So Bhagavan Uvacha, now, because he is complete in knowledge, therefore he is in respect of his breath. Our knowledge is not complete. Now we are taking knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, from Bhagavan. But there is no history that Krishna had this knowledge from any spiritual master. No. He had not to go because it's complete. There is no need of Krishna for going to any spiritual. Arjuna has come to Krishna for knowledge. Because it's complete, always. But the complete knowledge, the person who is in complete knowledge, he has to believe it. Yes. And that is the system. Evam parampara pratam, evam raja sahaya vidu. The system of Vedic knowledge is to receive in complete. How it is received in complete? Just like Krishna is complete. And the knowledge received from Krishna, it is that is complete. I may not be experienced. That's Lord Jones. He is receiving the knowledge from the complete. So if we receive knowledge from Arjuna, then my knowledge is also complete. This is the, there is no question of research. I cannot research. I have to receive. That's all. So many things spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. And we are receiving in that way. Suppose his footlet is flying on the outer space and you are getting knowledge of the footlet flying from the newspaper. You are not going there, but you are receiving the knowledge from some authority whom you believe. So don't you think Krishna is the highest authority? So whatever knowledge you receive from Krishna is far better than the newspaper knowledge. We are always in the lowest state, either I read Bhagavad Gita or newspaper. I am not with this footman. But newspaper says that footman has gone 25,000 up. So I believe. So I believe the newspaper. Not that, oh, I want to see. Now can you see how footman is flying? And why do you say, when Bhagavad Gita has spoken, oh, I want to see. You just take complete knowledge from Krishna, complete first, that's all. That will make you perfect. Yes? So Bhagavan what? Bhagavan what does he say? Partha, na eva hya, na mutra, vinasa-satsa-vidrati. You mind that? One who is making attention for spiritual advancement, oh, either in this life or the next life, will never be vanished. Will never be vanished. Nahi kalyanakri, kasti durgatim tatadasthadakshati. Oh, this is the highest auspicious attain. After attention, nobody degrades. Nobody degrades. Even the attempt is not to be successful. Nobody degrades. It is so nice. So anyone who is attempting for spiritual advancement of life, even he is not successful, would say it is not discreditable. We can discuss further in the next meeting how it is not degrading. Any percentage of sarva vyasa dharma sa prarthi mohati. So we can discuss. Thank you. Any questions?